Nintendo Podcast, episode 26.
Woo! The snow show.
No, the pre-snow extravaganza. Wait,
didn't we already have a snow show?
We had a pre-blizzard
extravaganza. Or I like to call it the Saturday afternoon extravaganza. The daylight show.
Giving away our secrets.
The daylight show.
We're finally doing a podcast and there's light outside.
It's weird. Let's just sit here and wait. We're trying to get the show done early today because there's supposed to be like 24 million feet of snow coming.
A nor'easter.
Or maybe half a foot.
No, 24 million feet. So I tried to get together who I could for the show today to do it early. It's, what is it, 20 after 2, so we're doing it really early today. And I managed to get together Nintendo.
Hey.
He got us all together, right.
Mother Brain.
Hi, guys.
Kirby.
Hi, guys.
Nikki Hill.
Hey, good to miss the show.
Myself. And Donnie, but we know he doesn't count, so.
Hey, I talk.
Quiet!
We just don't like it when you do.
Alright, well, the bulk of this show is Dice news, because Dice happened this week, so,
As in Andrew Dice Clay?
Andrew Dice Clay, that's what it stands for.
Dice.
We'll take care of that later, Nintendo. Alright.
What does Dice mean?
We're gonna start off, can I please read? We're trying to do the show. Thank you, sir.
What does it mean?
Alright, Reggie, spoke with EGM. This is beforehand. Before the Dice Summit actually began. He spoke to, EGM.
Not to be confused with IGN.
That's right, because they're different letters.
No, the Jesus.
Yes, I realize. We're never doing a show during the day ever again.
Everyone has too much energy.
Exactly. So, Reggie spoke with EGM, and, he talked a little bit about, Twilight Princess. And,
Twilight Princess, what's that?
I will be playing the part of, Reggie. Mm-hmm. Who would care to play the part of EGM?
Hello.
Okay, Mother Brain. Go ahead.
Speaking of Zelda, best case scenario, it's a few months away from the Revolution launch. Worst case scenario, it's coming out at the same time. Is there ever a point where you believe that it would be better to switch it over to Revolution? Or does it not matter, since Revolution will be backward compatible with Cube games?
Exactly. I think our senior management has made it very clear that bringing Zelda Twilight Princess out on the Cube is important, that we want to satisfy the Cube fan base and have it on that system. You said the obvious, which is that Revolution's backwards compatible. It will almost effectively... Revolution's backwards compatible. It will almost effectively be a launch title for Revolution. The trick will be what makes it special to play on the Revolution, and to the extent that we could create something like that. Boy, wouldn't that be fantastic? Certainly one of the things that I would love to see is something that makes Zelda, when it's played on Revolution, do something magical. And I think that any Nintendo fan would love to see that. So is that Reggie giving a confirmation of using the Revolution controller as like a sword and a shield and a hookshot and all that stuff?
Nothing is ever confirmed until it's out.
That's true. With Nintendo, that's very true. But we've been hearing...
we've been talking about.
Yeah, we've been talking about that, but they're not like officially confirming it.
Thanks for no new news, Reggie.
So anyway, Reggie spoke about the a possibility of a web browser on the DS. He says, "My belief is that we thought a licensee was getting into that area, and once we heard that, we backed off. If we end up seeing that nobody's really going to enter that space, it may be something that we'll go back and look at. I know that Mr. Iwata has talked about it." So for everybody that wanted to browse the internet on their DS, it looks like it's going to come true. Nintendo was expecting a licensee to do it, somebody else, but apparently they dropped out. So if nobody else picks it up, Nintendo might tackle it themselves.
That's great, because the screen is on the top and the keyboard's on the bottom.
Well, yeah, you can have like your keyboard and your scroll controls and all that stuff,
yeah.
Or you could switch them to like touch links and make them connect. That's what they do, connect. So what are we more excited for? Possibility of a browser on a DS or Twilight Princess,
or
actually?
Reggie himself.
I think web browser on the DS, that way we can look up our Twilight Princess news, since it won't be out for a very long time.
2006, will it be out?
Nah.
No?
2008, maybe.
Actually, our grandchildren will play Twilight Princess.
And are they going to release Twilight Princess for the Cube in 2008?
Yeah.
Hey guys, remember that system
actually,
like 2 years ago?
Yeah, and well, I mean, there's... developers putting out games for the Sega still, right?
For the Sega. There's developers putting out games for the Sega. Yeah, some developer just put out a game for the Dreamcast in Japan. Some space shooting game or something like that.
Really? Silly space shooting games.
Yeah, and it's selling actually pretty well, so.
Are people, like, buying Dreamcasts again?
Yes, there was a week where people bought more Dreamcasts in Japan than they bought Xbox 360s.
So. That's no surprise.
That's cool, one.
Yeah, it is. I really like
Dreamcast. Making a comeback.
That's right.
Heard it here first.
I really liked the Dreamcast. I was sad to see it go. But anyway, we're going to continue on with more Reggie news. This is officially from DICE. This is the bulk of his statement made at DICE. Reggie talked about DS downloads. DS download kiosks are coming to the U.S. as early as next month. They will provide game demos and other contents. Units will be available in thousands of stores, so like GameStop, EB Games, Best Buy, all those places. Some of the first downloadable demos will be Tetris DS, Brain Age, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day, Mario Kart DS, Meteos, True Swing Golf, Pokemon Trozzy, and a Metroid Prime Hunters video clip. So, they've had the download kiosks in Japan for quite some time now, and we're finally getting them here, which is awesome. You can go, and I'm sure they'll have stuff to download for Animal Crossing or a future Pokemon game that you can actually keep on your system so you won't lose it when you close it. But demos and stuff like that, you can go out to your local mall and download something.
A lot of these are demos for games that are already out, but I mean, it's still going to help push games.
Well, let's see. One.
Meteos, Mario Kart.
One,
Metroid
two,
Prime.
Three.
We had that video clip when we bought the DS.
I think it's going to be a new one. I think it's 3 and 3 of games that are out. Pokemon Tri. Yeah.
But
it's a good mix, yeah.
And there's going to be more demos coming out as they develop.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that'll be awesome. And like I said, what Nintendo, go ahead.
I just wanted to point out that Donnie is playing his Valentine's Day present, which is True Swing Golf.
Oh,
he's whipping, as he said.
How is it, Donnie?
He just got a hole in one.
No,
actually,
Donnie, I whipped it before and got it in the water. So.
Donnie, please don't distract Nintendo while she's doing the show. That's why we give you those toys, to distract
See,
you.
But I'm so smart, I'm multitasking.
We were just maybe not. You stop playing to talk, and then after you stop talking, you'll play again.
What a jerk. All right.
You guys confuse me.
Can't handle it.
Reggie also spoke about Metroid Prime Hunters. I was going to skip that and save it for last, but we'll go into it now. Metroid Prime Hunters will feature voice chat, voice over IP. This will be done before and after matches, but not during. So people are getting voice chat, but you're not getting it during play. Do you think the reason Nintendo's doing that... well, what do you guys think the reasons are for Nintendo not doing the voice chat during actual play?
Lag.
Lag is an issue, I'm sure.
There's a lot going on.
Distracting trash talk.
Distracting trash talk, exactly.
Nintendo knows much about that.
She does.
Yeah.
I'll still cuss people out afterwards.
Cuss
sure
people
before.
Out.
I'll cuss them out with my vulgar words. But
we're all fish with game. I'm gonna cuss you out.
It's a good idea for the cursing to keep it to a minimum, unless people are gonna scream like obscenities, like in
like
30 seconds before you start a match. But also, lag might be an issue. It should be able to be handled during, like, just menu screens, no problem. But Nintendo's very focused on keeping lag down during actual gameplay, like with Mario Kart.
And there's a lot going on visually.
Yeah, it's a visually intensive game, definitely. So, people are getting their voice chat, which I'm sure we'll see in games in the future, which will be really cool. Nintendo DS Online and sales figures. Over 20 million different connections on to the DS Wi-Fi connection, 850,000 unique users, and 14.4 DS units sold worldwide through December. So
yay!
let's give DS a round of applause.
This is DS, yeah.
And I'm sure that number will continue to grow.
That number will continue to grow.
I can't talk during the middle of the day.
Secret weapon!
We're really hoping to see Nintendo go somewhere really, really soon with this.
Anyway, I'd like to talk about Tetris DS and Wi-Fi connection. Tetris DS will allow for 2 to 4 player battles over the Wi-Fi connection, and it will give you the ability to play friends and random people. So,
for people like Nikki Hill who have no friends.
Aww. That's so true.
Nikki Hill, I'll play a game of Tetris with you. Just one, though.
No, friends.
Mother Brain's writing a no friends sticker for Nikhil's paper.
Sticking it on my forehead.
No friends.
On his hairy chest.
Yes. He's not wearing a shirt during the show.
I rarely do. In the pictures, it looks like I'm wearing a sweater.
And that's why he has no friends.
Oh, all right. And the last thing Reggie spoke of was the DS Lite. He officially announced the DS Lite will be coming to America, but no details were given as far as a U.S., like, a specific launch date or a price point or any of that stuff.
Can't you get them imported, though?
Yes, you can, which is what I am doing. But people, well, we'll get into that later. There's reasons why people are looking forward towards the American launch instead of the Japanese. But yes, you can import it if you want it. So that was the bulk of Reggie's speech. Those were the major points that he hit. But to continue on, during his speech, he had some other areas that he hit on that I'd like to cover. He talked a lot about Nintendo's Blue Ocean business plan, which is like, the Blue Ocean represents,
the untouched world of gaming.
Exactly. Like, older gamers and a huge amount of female gamers, and not just like 50s, 60s older gamers, like, people like mid 30s and up. So,
60s and old? Is it?
Sure. So they're talking about that market. And Reggie said on behalf of that, we have been able to drive the appeal of games to a whole new segment who typically would not pick up a game. Imagine a game company targeting 50 and 60 year olds. Imagine games as a treadmill for the mind instead of a playground for violence.
Oh, yay!
That's
a nice vision.
He's proving that point with games like Animal Crossing and Brain Training series.
Animal Crossing is a playground for violence.
How old's mom? 50-something?
Mom, not Mother Brain, our actual mom. 50-something. She'll be
all
happy to hear that.
The Go Nintendo crews, mom.
Mommies, they like it.
When's her birthday? It's a day during one of those months.
She I'm sure she'd be interested in Brain Training. But she watches Oprah, and Nintendo is looking to market games during Oprah and Ellen because they usually don't have Nintendo commercials during those time slots. So that's something Nintendo is looking to do. Put their commercials on time slots that game companies don't have commercials on channels that have like Oprah and Ellen. And on top of that, they're going to start marketing on different television networks instead of just the traditional like
Lifetime,
CBS and all that stuff.
Oxygen.
Exactly, like Lifetime.
By the way, if anybody's ever seen Campus Women.
That's
enough.
Yeah,
that's good.
We're not talking about that.
I love that show.
Lifetime.
Miracle.
Oxygen. What else?
Oh,
Discovery Channel.
Talk Sex with Sue.
That's enough. So, channels that don't traditionally have video game commercials, Nintendo will be attacking and trying to get in people that don't play games.
Not attacking.
No, they'll be attacking.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Coming through the TV and punching you in the face. But yeah, they're going
to... I don't want to make it seem like they're bombarding people with advertising.
It's our new aggressive marketing campaign.
Well, yeah, I don't think... It's going to be an aggressive campaign, but it's going to be very laid-back style commercial, I'm sure.
Laid-back aggressive.
Laid-back punch in the face.
So what are we...
Like, the commercial...
That would be a great way to describe it. A laid-back punch in the face.
No, during Oprah, they'll play the commercial, and it's like the mom, she's trying to handle all the kids. The kids are running around, spilling food everywhere, and she's just like, ha. And she runs into the closet and hides with a DS. And plays in the DS all the kids.
Because it's back.
And then the kids say, Mom, I wish you were smoking crack and not playing those video games.
How about instead of Oprah's Book Club, Oprah's DS Club? Woo! DS as in Nintendo DS. nobody liked that idea, I guess. No. Alright, so what do we think of Nintendo's...
I'm sure Oprah likes
it. What do we think of Nintendo's idea to start this new marketing strategy? And keep in mind, you're going to still have commercials on MTV and all those channels,
too. It makes sense, mostly because they're trying to develop a larger demographic, and they're going towards other people who don't necessarily play games.
Exactly.
So why not market it during the shows that those other people watch?
I don't want to... I'm going to make a quote that I think is what he said. I'm not sure of the specific numbers, but I believe Reggie said 20% of the market now... as far as people in the world, 20% of people play video games, and there's an untapped market of 80% of the people, so there's still a huge amount of people to tap into to get them interested in games.
I think Donnie just scored hardcore on...
Did you, Donnie?
Truth
well, I got a par, but that's good.
Alright, so we like the idea? I like the idea. I think it's
an
interesting
great.
Approach to
yeah.
try and get new people, so...
Conquer all, Nintendo. Who's it gonna hurt, you know?
That's right.
And that cooking game is coming out?
That cooking game is coming
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah, so 40-year-old moms, that's all they're going to want to play.
There's that a cooking... is a gender role stereotype.
There's a cooking game, not made by Nintendo, I believe it's Namco, called Cooking Mama, that teaches you actually how to cook. Like, it has real recipes in it and everything.
That's not how to cook,
wow.
That's what to cook.
Yeah. No, like, the recipes tell you what to do for how long, and then, like, it estimates the time, you know what I mean? Like, you don't actually have to cook something
hot
for
roast
an hour.
At Mother Brain's house tomorrow night.
And if you
on
burn
a DS.
The roast.
Mm-mm. Electronic pot roast.
If you burn the food, your virtual husband beats you.
Alright, I would like a Nintendo to cover... Cover! I would like Nintendo to cover Reggie's, 5 key points. These are his points that he made for his New Year's resolutions, but, he reiterated them at, DICE. So, these are very important to Nintendo, and, trying to get them out to the entire market in general. So, number one!
Oh, I was gonna ask if I should read 5 to 1 or 1 to 5.
Number five!
Okay.
No, number one. Do number one.
It's not about horsepower or pretty pictures. It's about entertainment.
Who agrees here? Say
I.
It's all about horsepower, baby. All
right, Donnie's an idiot. Number two.
Keep mass in mass market. Reach beyond hardcore. Don't be self-limiting.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
Yeah, I love hardcore and beyond. It's got to be good.
Yeah, I love mass murder, too.
Oh, man.
No, I don't know because I like the hardcore games that really teaches kids violence.
Well, we all like that. We all like right? teaching
and
little kids
that
violence.
That way all our crimes can be blamed on video games.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stick with the hardcore. Don't push beyond hardcore.
Number three.
Don't alienate new players with high prices or narrow content.
That's amen.
So true.
Narrow content was a problem on the DS for a couple months, and then software started pouring in like crazy. Narrow content was a problem on the PSP for a longer period of time, and some would still argue that it's going on now.
Yeah.
As far as games.
There are
no games for the PSP.
High price points will be argued for the Xbox 360. $400 for a system. Let's say he's spending $300 on the core system.
But
you
not,
still have to buy games and stuff like that. That pushes the price over to $400.
Not a problem with the PlayStation 3. Scheduled at, $500 to $600 just for the system?
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to end up being. I just read something a couple minutes ago before we started the show saying that... Kikizo.com saw the PS3 and they have the dev kits and everything, and I got to check it out. They're not allowed to say what games they have and everything, but they have the PS3, but it's not in the PS3 shell that we saw at CES. And I said, if they're trying to put all that stuff into the system, it's not going to fit. It's just not big enough. So either the system's going to have to get bigger, or they're going to have to take stuff out because there's not enough room. So, I don't know what's going to happen with that. Number four.
Innovate or die.
That's
die,
right.
Die, die.
That's right.
Die, 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 die.
That's extremely important, and Nintendo has always felt that way. They always try to innovate with their games.
Or die.
They always try to die. They always try to innovate with their games, and they never push out a title before it's ready, because they want it to be the best that it can be. Number five.
Create a democracy of ideas for new games where the focus isn't on the biggest production budgets.
Exactly. Nintendo's trying to bring in developers, new, old, lots of money, little money. They're trying to help everybody out and bringing all kinds of games to the revolution. And the biggest budget doesn't equal the best game. You can have tons of games that are really simple and cheap to produce that are fun, like Donnie and Nintendo's one of their favorite games, WarioWare.
Yay!
It's a very simple game, but it's a lot of fun, and it's always sold at a budget price. So.
I crush Donnie every time. Especially on that cat one, where the cat's got to swat the little thing.
That's the only one you beat me at.
Oh, try and get the cat. She's talking about the one on GameCube, the one where you shake the thing at the cat and get its attention.
Not the one where you poke the kitties.
Exactly.
Poke the kitties!
There's the one on the DS where you have to touch the cat right in the head, and it, like, pops it back
and it goes,
in.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to draw attention to the fact that a while back I sat down with Reggie and had a cup of coffee with him. We chatted for a while, and Nintendo does a really great Reggie impersonation. Sounded just
yeah.
All right.
My name is Reggie.
Innovate or die. All right.
Crunch berries.
That actually sounded like Captain Crunch.
Crunchitize. All right. What else we got here?
Oh, I'm gonna myself.
Have a few specific comments from Reggie. Actual quotes coming from IGN. I'm gonna cover them, or would you like to, Nintendo?
No, that's okay.
All right, I'll be Reggie this time. These are directly from IGN, and these are direct quotes from Reggie. Our greatest innovation will come later this year with the Nintendo Revolution. Its sole purpose is to continue groundbreaking entertainment to the consumer. So, there's another confirmation that the Revolution's coming later this year, and of course, we're expecting to see some amazing games on it. IGN said about Reggie, Reggie said that with the Revolution, Nintendo is focused on a wider audience. You know that the system development costs will be substantially less than the other systems. So that's really important in attracting in the new developers, because they don't need to spend a lot of money on the system. They're used to the architecture coming off of the GameCube, so that helps a lot.
I can't believe that their market price for the Revolution is cheaper than the DS.
Why do you say that? What do you mean?
Aren't they looking at like $150?
There's no confirmation.
I know, but like that's like what they're shooting for.
I'm saying the highest would be $250.
I know, it's nuts. For a console to be that cheap compared to the
No Nintendo console has ever been priced more than $241.
That's pretty good.
So I think we're looking at a $200 to $250 area in there. Reggie had a rather cryptic comment about the Revolution while speaking at DICE. With the free hand controller that we've shown, there will be an unparalleled level of play. Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have the capability to show it here to people, show it to people here during the next 2 days if the opportunities come up. So, Revolution was at DICE, and Reggie was saying he could show it to people, I'm sure, industry, insiders and everything, but it's there. So that just furthers the point that they have the Revolution at a point where it's playable, and maybe it's not the demos of the games.
Wait, is with the Revolution...
Yeah.
Be there, or would they be hooking it up to the souped up GameCubes that they had in the past?
Well, all that
just to show off the
well,
controller.
All that matters is part of the Revolution would be there. The controller, I say, was the biggest part now, so I can't say that the actual Revolution was there, but the controller was there.
Because some companies have gotten to use the controller with other game, like souped up GameCube.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So you can feel how it works with certain games.
Well, they well,
so it's not necessarily that the controller was there or the Revolution was there, but the controller was there.
Yeah, well, I think the controller is everybody's main focus right now, but I understand what you're saying. Reggie spoke on the look of the controller. He said, "It's meant to look like a TV remote, meant to be approachable and easy for anyone to pick up. Everyone's video game character will play a different way because of this controller." That's going to be extremely interesting, because everybody's going to have a different method of play with their movements and everything because of the free hand movement of the controller. With a traditional controller, everybody has to hit left to make the guy go left or something like that, but now everybody's body movements will be different to accomplish the same thing. So it should be really interesting to watch people play and see how they get things accomplished.
I'm going to make my character walk with a bum leg.
Well, that's nice. What character would that be? Mario? Peach?
All of them. Whatever character I'm playing at the time.
Alright.
And if I'm playing Samus, when she goes into the little ball and rolls around, it's going to be...
lopsided?
It's going to be like a little oblong or something so that she kind of wobbles.
Well, at least you have a goal, although it's a weird one. Reggie's final statement at DICE. He said... He didn't actually say that part. We as an industry cannot take growth for granted. We have a continuous challenge to take gaming to a whole new level, to make gaming more relevant for those currently in our consideration set, but also to reach out with new innovations for these not in our industry, for those not in our industry. Come join us in the blue ocean of opportunity.
Oh, it's a metaphor.
I get it. The water's fine. The water's fine.
Come on in. Just no peeing in it.
I can't swim.
Yes, no peeing in the blue ocean of the Revolution.
In the blue ocean of opportunity.
That's right.
Don't make it the golden ocean.
Oh. So
the golden ocean of urinopathy.
Yeah.
Woo!
Urinopathy. Nintendo, didn't you say you had to use the bathroom earlier?
I'm fine now.
Oh, I didn't even see you get up.
Yeah, all right. That's how unimportant she is.
I peed in my seat, actually.
That concludes our DICE coverage. We're going to go on to some other major stories from this week. The DS Lite Japanese colors were announced, and the colors are... Nintendo, drum roll.
What did I do last time?
No. tell us. Ice blue,
ooh,
enamel navy,
ah,
and crystal white.
So blue, blue, and white. That's what we
know. Oh, I thought GBA dust cover was a color.
GBA dust cover is a color.
I thought this said crystal light for a second.
Crystal light. You can lick the DS.
I want ice blue.
Nintendo says ice blue. I regret to inform you that on my, I pre-ordered mine from Japan, so I'm getting a Japanese import, and I chose enamel navy.
Oh, you picked a boy color.
The ice blue is nice, but I would think it's more of a girl color. I like it.
So then why didn't you get it?
How much is this?
Oh!
Ouch!
He's still not funny.
Okay. Wow!
Zing!
All right, the
zing!
He torched your ass.
The
okay,
ice.
I look like you, Don.
The ice blue.
Yeah, you look much worse.
Can you two stop, please?
Yeah,
who do you think you are, Mother Brain? All right, all three of this all are the new
Help
DS lights. I'm just talking about
reaction.
You two arguing. Thank all you, right, everyone.
That's it.
Everyone breathe, so I can find out.
The DS lights will cost $150, I believe.
I think that was a little cheaper.
$130 was what I was gonna. All right, here's how it works out. All I know is the import price is $170 once you factor in shipping. So I guess it's $130, and they haven't made an official confirmation, but it's almost positive that they will sell the DS current style alongside the DS Lite, which will be at a cheaper price yet even more. So if you don't want to buy the DS Lite, you'll be able to get the first DS for a cheaper price.
What about by my birthday? Will it be cheaper?
By your birthday, I don't know when.
And do Michael's birthday. Oh, yes, they're the same!
Yes, and do Michael's birthday.
My birthday's right after.
Can I please continue? I don't know.
And your birthday is a couple months later.
Okay.
I don't know if the DS Lite will be out here.
And we just had Kirby's birthday last week.
Yes, they know that.
I don't know if the DS Lite will come out here by your birthday.
Oh.
But if it is, it should be in the price range of $130 to $150. But the good news is, I'm getting my DS Lite from Japan somewhere in the week of March 2nd. So that means I'll have my old DS, which, if you want to pay like $50, you can have it.
I want a pink one. I'll get mine.
Well, then never mind. All right. The DS Lite will also have a Game Boy Advance dust cover, so you don't have to worry about dust and particulars getting inside the Game Boy Advance slot when you're not using it. And also
particulates.
Particulars.
Particulate.
Particulate.
Mother Brain and I say particulars.
It's articulate and particular.
Well, anyway,
particles.
It's supposed to be a joke. It wasn't supposed to be like a serious word.
You know, it's a joke. This whole show.
It's his last show, everybody. His last show.
Game Boy Advance games. This is very important for people that don't know. Game Boy Advance games stick out of the DS Lite slot a tiny bit.
Uh-oh.
So it's like, what am I thinking of here?
Based off, like when you put an original Game Boy into a GBA?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to think of. Thank you.
Well done.
So, that's the one design flaw that I can see, but it's not a big deal. So I'm very excited for the DS Lite, and I can't wait for my enamel blue, enamel navy to come out.
Blue!
Okay, got a story here. Activision Hearts Revolution.
Hearts! I like that.
IGN spoke to Activision CEO and chairman Robert Kotick, who confirmed that they are hard at work on a Revolution title. It'll be out within the first 4 months of the Revolution's launch. So it could be out day one, it could be out 4 months later, or 3 months and however many days. But, there's a... What was I going to say? Oh, we don't know what the game's going to be. We don't know if it's going to be a title from Activision that's already in one of their franchises, like Call of Duty or Tony Hawk
Duty.
Or something like that. Or if it's going to be a new title. Would anybody like to make any guesses? Is it a game that's currently out now that will be ported? Or is it going to be a new franchise?
Well, by that time... Oh, no, never mind. I was going to say Spider-Man 3. When is that coming out?
Spider-Man 3 is a possibility.
It's probably not going to come out 2006.
I don't know, but Spider-Man 3 is being tossed around. Just another Spider-Man game, so that'd be in their franchise. Call of Duty might be a good one because you could use it. It'd be a great way to show off the Revolution controller as a first-person shooting controller. So, that's exactly what Call of Duty sounds like.
Shooting.
Space shots, yeah.
I would kind of think Call of Duty 3 would take a little more time to develop.
There was just a rumor on, I forget what site, but there's a rumor going around that Activision's already working on Call of Duty 3.
So, I know, but to get it out that fast, I say take your time, Activision.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it'll take care of the franchise. It's a popular one, and it brings in a lot of money for them. But, you know, it could be like an enhanced port of Call of Duty 2 to show off the Revolution controller's capabilities. So it's good to hear that they have that title in the works, and it's coming out within the first 4 months of the system, which I said it could be launch. And I'm interested to hear more about it and see what they can do, because they have a lot of popular franchises, but they're also capable of creating new stuff. So we're just glad to have them on board. Another interesting story, the UK will be getting an official Nintendo magazine, brand new one. There's one that's currently out over there, but it's getting a complete overhaul, and this is what's coming out of it. They had a press release that had this interesting little tidbit. With unrivaled access to the biggest Nintendo-related stories, official Nintendo magazine speaks exclusively with the creators of Resident Evil, Deadly Silence, Mega Man, and Street Fighter. Capcom, about their plans for the Revolution. The four-page feature reveals what games will be coming to the new system and just how the company hopes to utilize the cutting-edge controller. So Capcom's going to be talking about Revolution in depth. I don't know if they're going to show what the new games look like. I don't know if they're going to just talk about it. But it's going to be 4 pages of Capcom discussion about the Revolution. So that should be awesome. That's a great exclusive for their first new issue. And more than one of our readers has told us that they'll pick up the magazine for us and scan the articles for us when it comes out. So we'll have that story as soon as possible. That issue will also contain the definitive preview of Twilight Princess. It'll come with all kinds of stickers and everything, too. So,
stickers!
I talk about Revolution, I talk about Twilight Princess, I say stickers, and everybody's like, oh!
Yeah, we should make this show all about stickers.
That's it, next week
That's
it's
it. No,
stickers.
I'm going to start my own podcast and website just on stickers.
We include shiny objects?
No.
No, it's only about stickers and maybe rubber bands.
Ooh!
Rubber bands?
Rubber bands!
So it's going to be a lot of Revolution stuff, Twilight Princess stuff, so it's going to be a great first issue in what I'm sure will be a very interesting magazine. That comes out in the UK February 16th, so everybody out there, make sure you pick it up, and hopefully we'll be able to cover it when we get some scans in. Last story, people have been wondering what's going on with Iwata. There's been rumors of him speaking at GDC, the Game Developers Conference. And it was confirmed by Nintendo that he will be. Nintendo had an official press release that says, Nintendo had to shed light on the design opportunities presented by Nintendo's video game systems. He will be speaking March 20th to 24th. His keynote will be entitled Disrupting Development. He'll be talking about brain training, Wi-Fi connection, Nintendo DS stuff, but of course he's going to say something about the Revolution. It's in March, it's right before E3, so he'll give at least one little detail, I'm sure, about the Revolution. Because if we know, if we're taking into account Iwata's speech last year, we got ourselves a Twilight Princess trailer, so maybe we'll get another new Twilight Princess trailer.
New being the operative word.
New, yes. But I'm sure we'll get more out of this speech than Nintendo is letting on, because that's how Nintendo speeches always go. Take, for example, Reggie's speech just recently. He announced 3 new things that we had no idea were coming, and that's how Nintendo does it. They get you there, they say they're going to talk about one thing, and they do, but then they leak out some new information. So we'll be looking forward to that. And that, oh wait, we got one more!
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I didn't know. Every time I say something, you're like, oh, I'm saving that for later.
Whoa!
That's a good squishy. I forgot about this story.
How could you?
DS Software is the king of Japan! Nintendo will like this story. Yes, the actual ruler of Japan.
Don't you mean the DS is the emperor of Japan?
Exactly, that's what I meant. How could I be so stupid? PS2 software has been the lead, has sold the most the last couple years in Japan. PS2 sold 55.4% of software sales in 2003, 57.1% in 2004, but in 2005 things changed. Nintendo is salivating.
Losers!
PS2 software sold was 36.2% of the total game sales, but this year the DS, or in 2005 the DS had 41.4% of sales, making it the number one software selling platform.
Naturally. Eat it, a certain friend of mine who loves the PS2, PS anything, Xbox or crap.
Oh man, a stab at the Xbox too. The Xbox y'all didn't do anything. You don't have to worry about Xbox in Japan, trust me.
Can I say his name?
No.
Sure, go ahead, say his real name.
Eat it, Finer!
There you go. Alright. Now this is interesting.
Well,
DS software is coming out at an amazing rate, and it has been for a long time now, and it's excellent titles, innovative games. The PS2 is nearing the end of its life. Do you think it's a combination of both of those factors that are making for such great DS sales, or do you think it's simply the fact that DS software is really innovative and coming out at an alarming rate and usually is excellent software? Is it a mix of both, or is it one more than the other?
Mix.
A mix?
Yes.
I knew Nintendo was going to say that. Nintendo's vote is for the DS being great.
Supreme.
I don't know. The PS2's been around for a while. I think that helps contribute to it a little bit. But the DS took off so well in Japan, and it's doing amazing. So it's only natural that the software is going to sell like crazy. You need software to push the system. So with system
you
sales,
too?
I've bought plenty of systems that have no games. But I think that's the main key there. I'm not going to get into the specifics, but Famitsu did a poll, and things are looking rosy for the DS Lite. Looks like it's going to sell extremely well. So we all expected that. And that's it for news this week.
It was a long news show.
Yeah.
It was a long news show.
I hope everybody enjoyed that.
It's starting to get dark now.
Yeah, I haven't
seen
a flake
yet. Coming up on 6 p.m.
No. Nope, this is a fluff.
Excuse me?
Nope, we don't get Nintendo fluffed.
No snow yet.
Fluffers!
Alright, we're going to go into Hoopers. Questions. Zydane, I'm sorry, John Savage will not be reading your questions this week. It will be me. Because John Savage is dead, I guess. He's not here.
He's dead already.
Right. Zydane says... Zydane! I said that weird. Zydane says...
Zidane!
Have you ever been stuck in a game just to find out that all you had to do it was pull a switch, push a button, talk to someone, buy an easy item, or beat an easy boss?
I think
absolutely.
Everyone's been in that situation.
Yes, I've been in it, but I can't think of a specific time, but it's happened to me.
Because I'm Godmaster, and I don't lose games.
Didn't I just say it happened to me?
You're just trying
to make
yourself...
It happened, I think, once.
When I was so 7. Long,
it happened once when I was 3 months old.
It has,
how stupid!
It has happened to me numerous times in the past. I just cannot think of a specific example at this time.
What was the one with the was it a Silent Hill game? You were in a morgue? Right, and your mom and me, and I think even Nintendo, we were
Mickey
all trying
Hill.
To figure it out.
Yes, that's Hill. True. And it was a simple
was
answer,
simple.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and we were like, wait, is that dust on the wall showing us numbers? What's going on? Like,
yeah.
P.S. I saw the trailer in the movie theater for Silent Hill, the movie.
What do you think?
And it looks quite spectacular.
It looks like it
and
captures
good,
the look of the
game. It's a
the
good
game.
Actress.
Perfectly.
The actress from Finding Neverland is in it.
Well,
and
there you go.
I think that the Go Nintendo crew is going to go on an outing to see it together.
And yes,
also,
even though it had, well, it's appeared on the Game Boy Advance in a really weird style game, but... We like Silent Hill.
I've never experienced a time where all I had to do was whatever, do something easy, because I just asked Rami Cowboy and he tells me what to do.
But, to get more back on topic, it's happened to all of us, and we've all had those times. I think it happened to me in God of War, actually, when I was fighting one of the bosses.
It happens to me pretty much every game I play, and I find that it happens to me in real life quite a bit as well.
You know what? It happened to everybody a lot just for coming to me for answers. It happened to everybody a lot during Minish Cap. I remember getting a lot of Minish Cap questions. So yeah, it's all.
I don't know if there
happened.
Were really simple ways out of it though.
No, there were.
There some were. Doom Michaels had some really simple ones.
Yeah,
not
a lot
to bash
of that,
Doom Michaels.
A lot of that is that stuff like the time bait, like you got to talk to a person and then go back and do something else before a store opened up so you can get into it.
And I remember it took me forever to figure out how to get like the water into your jar at like the base of Mount Krennel.
That's exactly. Doom Michaels had a horrible time on all of Mount Krennel, so. Stuff like that. We've all been there. Sidane also asks, what is your favorite wrestler of all time? If you say The Rock, I will make fun of you.
Well,
I'd like to say something first. Lube could not make the show today because he's working, so we'd all like to say we miss you, Lube. We're sorry you can't be here. He has been holding out for this question for so long.
So instead of waiting until he can be here to answer this question, we're just going to go.
People depend on their questions, and Lube understands.
Lube's favorite is probably...
Lube's favorite is Edge, without a doubt.
Well, he also likes the Masterpiece.
He also likes the Masterpiece.
And Ric Flair, which Donnie's trying to do, but can't quite... Lube
no, I'm doing Edge doing Ric Flair.
Yes.
Lube likes Ric Flair, but he likes Edge the most, without a doubt.
And he likes the Masterpiece.
So Lube is very upset to have Edge lose his belt recently back to John Cena.
While the rest of us are glad.
So anyway, Mother Brain, go ahead. You already started.
I love the Big Show so much. I love him. And I screamed for him when we went to Raw.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
When we went to see Raw live, Mother Brain, like, everybody there screamed extremely loud, but Mother Brain could be heard over everyone. People were staring at her when the Big Show came out, so.
I also happen to like Kane as well, and Lou bought me a Kane action figure for Christmas. And I think that the Big Show looks a little bit like Raw meat.
It's true, he does look a little bit. He modeled himself after me. My favorite wrestler by far is Shawn Michaels, which is unfortunate because this coming week Vince McMahon is forcing him into his retirement party, and he's trying to get him to quit.
Not gonna happen.
They're trying to force him out.
Well, I'm sure that party's gonna end in violence.
So I'm very nervous for next week's Raw because he's probably gonna go away. I read an interview with him on IGN, Shawn Michaels, where he was out of character and actually spoke of wrestling as not being real because, well, we won't get into that, but he spoke about how he'd like to take more time off with his family and go on vacations and actually see
body
them.
Body slam them.
Sweet chin music to his family's face. So,
I took my 3-year-old daughter and BAM!
Look out, honey, I'm tooting up the fans!
So he spoke about that and he said, it's something him and Vince McMahon have been talking about and are looking towards it in the future. Him getting more time off. So, that might relate to him being fired next week. Just a little note for everybody. If you're a wrestling fan, Raw is not on Monday this week. It's on Thursday because the dog show's on this week. So
Wait, the Westminster dog show?
Westminster dog show is on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I believe. So keep that in mind, everybody.
I'm
Thursday
sure
night Raw.
The wrestling fans can find something to enjoy in the Westminster dog show.
The best part was, during last week's Raw, they advertised the Westminster dog show to people that watched Raw. They're like, Raw is going to the dogs! And they showed all the dogs running around, and Raw people are like, yeah, dogs!
So, give me one of them pit bulls!
So we'll all be watching the Westminster Dog Show. Next week we'll get asked, what's our favorite dog?
Buddy. Who is, by the way, asleep right now
and
snoring.
Yeah, Buddy should be his own species
of dog. I didn't
get the answer
yet. Go ahead,
Nintendo.
My favorite is John Cena. He's quite the good-looking gentleman, and he's a good rap artist. I also liked Shelton Benjamin until his mama started beating up his opponent.
I don't want to spend all this time speaking about wrestling, but you didn't see last week's Raw. The Big Show was fighting Shelton Benjamin. The Big Show yelled at Shelton Benjamin's mom because she was trying to attack the Big Show and trying to get him to lose the match. So he yelled at her right in her face. She sat down in her wheelchair, put an oxygen mask up to her face, and passed out on the floor. She might be dead. No, they didn't talk about it anymore. So that's the storyline right
now. She has a wheelchair?
She has a wheelchair. Shelton pushes her out down there. She's got an oxygen mask now and everything. Yeah.
Why does he bring her to the
he doesn't bring her. She brings herself.
Yeah,
but if Shelton Benjamin's losing, the mom has a brick in her purse and hits him in the head with the bag and pulls her feet and stuff like that.
He just lost and it was okay.
Exactly. All right, that's enough about wrestling.
I didn't get an answer. What a great
answer. Oh, you have an answer?
I was going to say Andy Kaufman.
Good one.
Go. Donnie has an answer.
Carlito. No, I'm just kidding. No one likes that guy.
Because you are not cool.
You better plug that in.
Donnie's DS is done.
Oh, no, it's all right. I was on the 18th hole and I triple boogied and got 20th place.
What does that have to do with wrestling?
I was in second and...
Do you have a wrestling answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say John Cena.
Okay.
Because no other guys like him.
And if do,
that's true. Not a lot of other guys actually like
him. If no one accepts Andy Kaufman as my answer, then I'll just throw in Rowdy Roddy Piper.
My second favorite.
That's actually what I was going to say. He's definitely my favorite
actor.
Wrestler turned actor.
All right, we spent way too much time on wrestling. It's thanks a lot, Zidane. Zidane also asks, do you have a favorite ethnic type of food?
Donuts.
Pizza.
Thai food.
Yeah. Thai food.
Yeah, definitely Thai.
Wow, let's four Thai food.
Tonight.
I love Ukrainian
can we get Thai
food.
Tonight?
Ukrainian food, and
yeah.
I hardly...
And if it does snow, we could just throw it out on the road and have it melt all the snow.
I hardly eat anything, so I
can't
answer
that. I also like
that.
Indian food. I have one of my assistants in my classroom is...
Oh, yeah.
Ramit's favorite type of ethnic food is Italian food. Exactly. Of the pizza genre.
Hey, Paisan!
Of the pizza genre.
Or the Pizzone genre.
My favorite type of book is the pizza genre.
Or he likes French food. Fruit.
French fruit.
French fries.
I do I do love my fruit.
Mommy likes
French
fruit.
Fries and French toast. Murray.
All right. How many DVDs do you own, including box sets?
We're gonna go
around the table. Just give me a rough estimate, Donnie.
Like probably 3 million. I have no idea.
Mother brain.
Well, I have 20 sets of Dark Shadows box sets, and I don't know, probably another 30 more after that.
Nikki Hill?
That's ridiculous.
He's shaking his head.
No, I definitely have...
You.
At you.
At you.
At you.
You go ahead.
I definitely have over 100 DVDs. I forgot to count.
Because
That's why I said rough.
I
want to
be better prepared. But
myself, yeah. I have like probably 10, maybe a little bit more. I used to have hundreds for the anime, but now I have about 10. Kirby?
Like about 50, I guess.
Nintendo?
I got about like 10.
And there you go. Have any of you ever ridden in a lowrider, asks Zidane.
What is a lowrider?
Are you really asking that?
Like in the song.
Straw meets pants are lowriders all the time.
Nobody's ridden in a low rider. You don't even know what a low rider is?
Is that the bike thing?
That's what it is. Have you really ridden in one, Donnie?
Yeah.
I figured you would have.
What is it?
Would you like to explain?
A low rider is a vehicle which has been...
Usually a car.
A.K.A. chopped or lowered to the ground. Very, very low. Sometimes they have hydraulic systems. They're
so
very
it's just
cool.
A car?
Well, yeah,
it's just a car, yeah.
That rides low.
Exactly.
My car looked like a low rider for a little while.
It did. That front piece hanging off, it really
did. Have you ridden in a low rider?
No, I have not.
Speaking of low riders, like when I was a kid and I'd see like rap videos and there would be like a car with hydraulics bouncing up and down, I didn't know what hydraulics were back then. I just thought there were like people in the car having sex.
How young were you when you thought this?
2 years old.
Like maybe 12.
Oh, alright. Then it's okay.
So it was like cool because that's what that implied.
I never thought of it like that. That's a logical explanation.
Yeah, it is.
Driving.
It is.
When you first got your car,
in the back
did
seat.
You, like, jump around in there?
Let's not talk about that. That's personal. All right. Mom Brain will be doing Just Incredibles question.
So far, only 4 games have been announced for Nintendo Wi-Fi. What still development game would you wish to join its ranks? I personally am hoping that Choo Choo Rocket will get a Wi-Fi treatment, as it was one of my favorite games on the Dreamcast.
Choo Choo Rocket was awesome, and you could play that on Dreamcast over their modem. And that was a lot of fun. That'd be an excellent one. But what other in-development games would I like to have? I'd like to see the new Super Mario Bros. DS game have over Wi-Fi. If you don't have like somebody local to you to play a two-player game, you could do over the Wi-Fi connection and get a friend like that. I think that'd be cool. None of the others come to mind right now. That's the one that stuck out the most in my mind.
I see flakes outside.
Oh boy. Well, does anybody else have a game on in mind?
Finished.
Done. So nobody else has a game in mind. No.
Well, what was the question?
Never mind, Donnie. You know what? True Swing Golf, even though it's out already, will be a great one to play over the Wi-Fi connection. But
this
it doesn't
is
have
true.
It. Just local multiplayer. Nintendo will be covering Moron's question, which will be our final question.
Moron says, hello, Go Nintendo podcast crew.
Hello, Moron.
Here's my question for you guys, parentheses and gals. What is the first game you can recall playing? Keep up the good work, and thanks for the entertainment.
Can we go around the table on this one? Donnie looks puzzled, so we'll start with Mother Brain.
The first game I recall playing all the way through, Golden Axe on the Genesis.
Excellent.
Which happens to be, I can't believe I haven't ever said this before, one of my favorite games.
It is an amazing game.
Nikki Hill?
I guess I'm gonna...
Alright, we're trying to get everybody home safe today. I know you hate Nikki Hill, but let's save it for another show.
She hates us all.
Nikki Hill, please continue.
I'm gonna have to say Super Mario Brothers, but I definitely know there were other games that I played before that at my cousin's house because they had the Atari.
So why is that your answer?
Because I don't remember the specific games that I played on the Atari.
Okay. I'll skip myself for now. Kirby, do you have an answer?
Yeah, it was either Super Mario Land for Game Boy or you remember those Tiger handheld games?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have like Double Dragon and Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, and they were both like awful.
I'd love to have those now, just like to say that I have them. Those things used to be so popular.
Yeah,
what happened? I had a lot of them.
I don't know.
I guess people just realized that they suck.
Yeah, really.
I also had like a little tennis game that had two buttons on it, and like it was in the shape of a boomerang for some reason.
Oh, that sounds
fun. Tennis.
Nintendo was having trouble?
I don't know. Maybe it was either like Duck Hunt or Paperboy.
I would go with...
I think it was Paperboy.
Paperboy was definitely one of your first, because I remember you playing that a lot. But I know you played Duck Hunt too, but I just have more memories of you playing Paperboy. So we'll say Paperboy.
Getting very frustrated.
Donnie?
I would have to say Duck Hunt slash...
Flash means you have another answer. There you go.
Well, no, he's talking about that one.
Like
the one
Mario
had
Queen.
They're
goddamn the same.
You have watch your language.
Both say yes.
All right. Did we get it?
Like that idiot.
Oh, except me. That's right. I knew we were forgetting someone. I think it was Pac-Man. I think I played
Pac-Man.
Oh, I remember. Maybe I'll change my answer
to Pac-Man.
I played Spy Hunter and Pac-Man a lot in the arcades when I was a little kid. But I think the first one I remember playing on a home console was Pitfall for the Atari 7800 or whatever. And I love Pitfall to this day. And I bought the last Pitfall that came out on GameCube. And I think it's fun. And I know nobody else likes it, but I do. So yeah, I'll go with Pitfall. As far as questions, that's it. As far as the music this week, I got a couple more answers for the song that we did. But I'd like people to really get in on this. I have gotten two right answers. Oh. So two of you out there have given the right answer. But as much as I would like to do a 50-50 draw, I think we need to give people more of a chance. So this week, I will put up a hint. And this is the final week, people. So
promise.
Get your names in there.
Video game. That's your hint.
I apologize to the two people that got it correct. I personally am very proud of you, if that means anything to you. But I'm very proud of you.
Apparently he just doesn't like you enough for one of you guys to win.
that's
wants
right.
to give it to somebody else.
I want to get more people in there. So later in the weekend, I will put up a hint about the game and a sound clip again. So good luck to everybody. This is the final weekend. Once again, I apologize to the two people that got it correct. But I'm very proud of you.
You know what this is really about. He just doesn't have a third song to put up yet. Trying to figure that out.
Yeah, so I managed to get all the music together to edit into the show, but I can't get a 3-second clip of something else.
Wait, can I give him a hint now?
Can you?
Bam!
That's a good hint!
And that's all they're getting.
You're getting a different hint on the site, but that's a good hint for the podcast, so.
One more time?
That's an excellent hint.
Can we get a video? That's
amazing.
That'll be the hint on the site. Me videotaping him doing that. All right. With that excellent hint, that's the end of the show. We're gonna try and get everybody home.
Gotta dig ourselves out of here.
Well, it's snowing very, very lightly, so I think we'll be okay for now.
Up to 2 million
it's a blizzard
inches.
Out there, man.
I have to edit the show, so everybody else is going to make it home safe, but I have to go back to Mother Brain's house.
We don't have to.
The dog is there.
I have to go back to my house.
That's true. But if you're going to die, I'll die with you, I guess.
That's really romantic.
I just don't want to celebrate
don't
Valentine's
Day. Don't worry, I'll keep the show up.
I want to say that to everybody. Whoever's in the U.S., Valentine's Day, if you don't have something to do or you don't have an idea for taking your girlfriend or your date to anywhere, White Castle is having mood music, mood lighting,
and
candles,
full service.
And full service with waitresses. So go there.
That's what we're doing.
Oh my gosh.
Mother Brain and I are going with another couple to Pizza Hut. But with this news of White Castle, we might have to change plans. So that everybody...
Wait, if you do the White Castle thing, I could meet up with you on my way back from school.
Well, there you go. Then come do it.
Oh, wait.
Rock
what's
on.
My class?
Oh, yeah. That's true. How long do you... Oh, it's not...
It's, the, not, at that
it's
one.
Not the one that you're thinking of. It's somewhere else. All right. Well, anybody, enjoy
Wonderful.
Your... Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, if you celebrate that.
Not that
you
need a date.
Happy
it's all right.
Card Factory Day.
We give
yeah.
you all virtual hugs and kisses and
take all those chocolates out of
the
jam.
None from Nintendo.